Farmers can't catch a break on fertilizer costs. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. One of the biggest contributors to farm income losses is the high cost of fertilizers. Two things are at play. One is that the domestic fertilizer industry has consolidated to the point that only four major players are involved, one of them larger than the other three combined. And two, when foreign companies tried to export subsidized product to the U.S., the domestic players asked for and got countervailing duties attached. Dee Vaughn is a Texas farmer and former president of the National Corn Growers Association.
We must have competition in this marketplace for fertilizer and for all of our inputs, really. We just have to have competition. And the federal government is the only entity that can ensure that we have that competition in the marketplace.
Vaughn says even government bailouts can't keep up.
We work very, very hard to get a farm bill, work for years. Farmers like myself that come to D.C. and work to get a farm bill, we sit down with the policymakers. We try to craft a good farm bill that provides an adequate safety net. And then we see that the safety net is eroded before the ink is dry on the paper.
Vaughn was part of a webinar panel sponsored by the AgriPulse News Service. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.